be honest with me. Do you create content sort of willy-nilly? Like, you realize, oh, I haven't posted to Instagram in a while. I better come up with something to say so people know I'm around. That is a really common thing, especially if you're early in your business building journey. And we can end the last minute nature of content creation so that everything you make is intentional and strategic and planned in advance, so you're not constantly freaking out about it. I promise you, in today's video, if you take the content strategy that we've created and really focused on for 2022, you're going to be able to create content that really helps drive sales for your business. So, see you after this little intro.
Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
In terms of a 2022 content marketing strategy, I really want you to think about the fact that this year, Adobe projects it's going to be a $1 trillion year for online products and services. So you can absolutely tap into that incredibly delicious sounding pie and make more sales, making sure that you're drawing attention to your business. And the best way to do that initially is through content. So what does content marketing do? Content marketing is about gaining visibility and brand awareness and building trust and relationships. So content marketing is things like blog posts, podcasts, YouTube videos, etc. It's really about that educational or value-based content that you're putting out onto the internet so that people realize, oh, you have a lot to share and I should be following you because this really resonates with me or this is really helpful to me. And by nurturing that relationship through really valuable content on a regular basis, you're able to move them further along the sales ladder so that they can start to purchase from you and purchase higher and higher and higher, so that way they can become loyal returning customers who recommend you to other people. So content marketing really is that foundation, and that is why it's so critically important. Then you can start to give them direct copy, so that way you can get them to buy things. Really, copy's job, copywriting, is about saying, buy this. it's got more of a direct action that we want them to take. Whereas content is about the relationship. It's about awareness. It's about giving value first. So they're in your sphere and they're really warm for you to say, hey, I've got a sale on. This is probably a good time for you to get in on this. And then they're like, yes. So content marketing, incredibly important. And that's really why it's so valuable. Even when you can't see the direct ROI, and there are ways of measuring it, but I want you to understand that if it takes you a while to really get your podcast off the ground in terms of, you know, having somebody sponsor it and making direct sales from that, it's still helping you make sales, absolutely, by getting people to know you and trust you, become part of your email community, follow you online. It is absolutely congruent. It's so, so important. So this is a good use of your time. So in your 2022 content strategy, this is step number one. It is to pick your hero medium. And that means, do you prefer and start with YouTube videos? Do you prefer and start with audio or podcasts? Do you prefer and start with social media? Do you prefer and start with blog posts? Those are really the four areas I would say: videos, podcasts, social, and blog. So pick the one that is easiest for you to work with, that you feel is the quickest to get started on, right? If podcasting feels super cozy and safe to you because you're like in your closet and you're putting together content, you can wear your pajamas, then start there. Or if you prefer to write and really think through first before you pop on camera, start with your blog posts. If social media is super easy because you feel like, oh, this is super low pressure, but I can get really good ideas going here and I could keep writing forever, then start there. So what we're going to do with that later on is we're going to be able to repurpose it into other mediums so you can be visible in many different ways. But with step one, we just want to pick that hero medium and make a commitment to that medium. All right, you've picked your hero medium. So now step two is to pick your core pillars. And when I say core content pillars, I mean your overall topics. So on this YouTube channel and in general with my content marketing, our pillars are copywriting, content marketing, brand messaging, and entrepreneurship. And of course, there are subtopics underneath each of those, right? Like I could teach a YouTube video on a specific copywriting formula, and then another video on a different copywriting formula, and then another video about writing product descriptions. So there's a lot of subtopics, right? The more concrete individual items, but we want to have those broad categories. So copywriting, content marketing, brand messaging, entrepreneurship are mine. What are your 2 to 4 pillars? And I'm going to make an important point here, which is that when you choose your pillars, they really do need to be directly relevant to your business goals. So this is why business owners online really stand out differently than influencers. And of course, in a sense, they have their own businesses, and I'm not knocking that by any means. In fact, I work with a manager for influencers and see the incredible work that they put into it. But they have a very specific business model that's based around their personalities and their lives in general. That's why a lot of them do vlogging. And I love them for it. But that is very different from what we do when we're selling products and even services as well, right? Now, you may be an important part of the brand, right? You may be the face of the brand. That helps to really build a human connection and trust. But you want to show up in connection with your brand, making sure every piece of content you put out there is relevant to the products that you sell. So really focus on core content pillars that are consistently able to draw back that person, that viewer, that reader, to the products and services that you sell. So for example, I love traveling. And one day, as my business grows, or if I start to separate my personal self and my online accounts from my Emma Givens content and copy agency and coaching, writing coaching business, then I could start to incorporate travel. Maybe I'll do a travel vlog when I go to Valencia again. But right now, this YouTube channel is about building my business and building visibility for Emma Givens content and copy. So my pillars don't include travel. It's not relevant to the work that I'm doing here. And it's not really relevant to you. You're here because you want to learn about copy, content, brand messaging, ways to basically bring in an audience and sell to them so you can grow your business. So those are what my pillars are founded on. Step 3, your posting schedule. So this is why we want to go back to that medium first, right? Because the posting schedule that you create for yourself will depend on your hero content medium or your hero platform in a lot of ways, right? So for example, with YouTube, I stick to 1 video a week because this overall, you always prioritize consistency. So quality and consistency over quantity every single time. You can do a lot with once a week YouTube videos. Now, if I wanted to grow this channel even faster, I could be posting 2 or 3 times a week. That's really where I see it kind of tap out in terms of the value. But you have to balance, like, how much of that effort is worth your time? We're already serving a ton of clients. We're really busy. I want to make sure that we're visible and we're giving value to you. So once a week is a really nice sweet spot for us. And when it comes to social media, for example, if that's really a platform where you're able to get a lot of direct message conversations going, you're able to make a lot of sales there, then you may really want to focus on that and post a couple of times a day. So I'm not saying that you have to do that by any means, but being able to be consistent and at least choose a posting schedule that makes sense for your platform and your business is really important. If you haven't yet looked into this, make sure that you are researching in 2022 the frequency of your specific platform. You will see people with different answers. So use your logic and choose a rate that you can stick to. It's far more important to be consistent. Another way to make this a little easier for you as well is to choose day themes. So for example, on Thursdays, my theme is the YouTube video. It's education overall. So everything I'm doing today on a Thursday or when I'm publishing this is to serve that goal of education and making sure people see this video. I'm not also going to be trying to sell something on this day. I'm not also going to be telling a personal story on Instagram. I try and make it really consistent and themed. So you can also pick themes that are like, maybe I could have done copywriting on Mondays and content writing on Tuesdays and brand messaging on Wednesdays, sales on Thursdays, and entrepreneurship on Fridays. That would work too. So just make sure that you're theming. You can also, another suggestion would be to pick Mondays are about education. Wednesdays are about sales. Thursdays are about behind the scenes of the business, and Fridays is about know, like, trust, it's personal stories. So there's a few different directions you can go in terms of how you choose themes, but I think themes in general, if you just choose one, you experiment with it, you see what resonates with your ideal customers, it will still simplify the process. I can give you a lot more specific tips on the types of themes and the frequency that you should be choosing for your business when we work together in coaching or done for you services, where we can actually take that off your plate for you. So if that's interesting to you, if you're ready to let a professional handle it and handle it well, then please book a call using the link in the description. I'd be happy to chat with you. Okay. Connected to your posting schedule is to really look at least 1 month in advance. You can also do this on a quarterly basis, but we do want to make sure our content is still timely. So if things change in the market, if suddenly there's a virus that pops out, you don't want to have things scheduled that are suddenly really kind of tone deaf for the times we're going through because you planned it too far in advance. So that's why I would recommend go a month at a time in terms of your posting schedule. And this is another thing to keep in mind. By doing it on a monthly basis, you can also match your content to your sales goals. So if you have an offer that is coming out for the first time at the end of the month, you can actually plan your content so that, you know, it's laying the groundwork, it's educating, it's making people really familiar with that specific problem that they have. Maybe week two, you're starting to talk a little bit more about solutions that people have tried, what works, what doesn't work. And week three, you start to introduce your product, and week four, cart closes. So you can also think about that. You can think about it in terms of specific sales as well. So that way you can focus on value, value, value the first half of the month. Second half of the month, you can orient more and more of your posts or your blog posts directly to try and get people onto the product page. Now, in 2022, this is a critical step. This is step four, research. Now, I talk about research all the time on this channel, but it's really to make sure that every action you take is thoughtful, it's intentional, it's worth it, right? You don't want to be creating content that's not getting engagement, that nobody seems to remember, that's not doing its job in terms of getting people on your email list or warming them up or making a sale. You want to make sure each piece of content you make is intentional, and the surefire way to do that is to do research. When you're thinking about that content piece, thinking about your medium, what are people currently looking for? What problems are top of mind for them right now? What are your competitors talking about that's really working for them? And do you have another spin on that? You're going to want to use surveys as well. So make sure you know what your actual customers care about. You can do that by literally surveying via newsletter, by asking them to participate in the survey. You can give them incentives too. You know, maybe they'll get 15% off their next purchase if they complete the survey. So not only are you getting some incredible voice of the customer feedback, but you're also hopefully going to incentivize them to make a sale. If you don't have a large list to draw from to get their feedback, you can also use tools like Answer the Public or Keywords Everywhere. And these, the free versions even, you can get a lot of use out of. Keywords Everywhere gives you the most common search terms in Google related to your subject. So if I type in, you know, copywriting for product descriptions, I can start to explore, you know, what is the frequency of that? What are some similar terms people are looking for? It can give you topic ideas. And of course, it's good for SEO, so you know you're writing with a phrase that people are actually searching. And Answer the Public will get you some really common questions. So the who, what, where, when, how questions. It will also give you some really interesting combinations like something, 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 without, something, 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 right? So writing product descriptions without using SEO, which is a terrible idea, but that's the first thing that came to mind. You can see what people are looking for. Maybe you write an article about why that's a terrible idea, that it's so worthwhile. Tip six, batch that hero medium content ahead of time. So at this point, you know the topics that you're going to be writing for, you know the posting schedule of the month ahead, you know how to orient it around specific sales you've got going on, etc. Now it's time to create that content in one go. It's so much better to do it that way. So in this video, you actually might notice that last week's video, I was wearing the exact same shirt because I'm actually filming them on the same day. And if you're doing something like video, you can do what I do, which is if I do four, so a whole month's worth ahead of time, I bring other shirts to change into, or, you know, you can change jewelry just so it looks a little bit fresher every single week. But it really is so much better because, again, using video as an example, I get all the lighting set up ahead of time. I make sure the tripod's set up. I've got my memory card ready. My scripts are done all ahead of time. And then I'm just done, right? So I'm filming this. I'm going to give you the behind the scenes. I'm filming this on November 28th, 2021. You're going to see this video in January 2022 or maybe even later throughout 2022. So I have saved myself so much time, but I've also been able to really prepare good quality content and put that together for you. So batch, you can do this with social media captions as well. You can do this with blog posts. It really, I honestly think it gets you into that flow state of creativity, right? Once you get started, it's so much easier to keep going. And you start to build momentum, build comfort in front of the camera, for example. And you don't have to do it perfectly the first time. For example, with blog posts, you can just write that kind of crappy first draft and then another day go back and edit and add in those SEO key phrases, for example, if you like to work that way. You don't have to do it completely at once, but at least get that draft of everything that you're creating done all in one go. Our second last tip, number 7, is to repurpose content. I told you we would turn that hero content, the hero medium content, into content that's on many different platforms. So I have a whole series of videos on repurposing your content. You can learn why you should repurpose and then an ideal flow, how to do so. You can also go straight to the videos that are relevant to you. So over here, you're going to see if you start with videos and repurpose into podcasts, social, blog posts, etc. Same thing with podcasts as your starting point, and then repurpose into videos, etc. Social media posts and starting with blog posts. So take your pick. Make sure that you pick your hero content piece, and then in each of those videos is a flow for how you repurpose that into all those other platforms. And about that, you don't need to repurpose into every possible place to be online. You need to repurpose where your people are. If your people do not listen to podcasts, don't bother. There's no reason to do it. Focus on video and social media instead. Or if you absolutely hate being on video, then do an awesome job at blogging and social, for example. You pick where you're comfortable with and where your ideal people are. You want to make sure it's worthwhile because you like it and it's getting to the people who need you. And you can also work up over time. So with my business, I started with blogging. That was the simplest thing for me to do. I'm a writer. And I was able to repurpose a lot of those blog posts, you know, take chunks of it, pick out the best quotes, help those, turn those into social media posts. And now my favorite workflow is to write scripts, film a video, have the video turned into a podcast by my amazing editor, Bertha. Give the transcript and my script to my amazing junior copywriter because I'm really, really busy. So she turns it into the blog post version. And she also takes snippets of the blog post and sets them up so I can use them as social media posts. So I saved myself so much time, partly because I'm simply batching and repurposing. And of course, at the level of business I have, I do have team members who can help me repurpose. But like I said, I'm doing all of those platforms. You do not need to start with all those platforms, but you will save yourself so much time and effort with repurposing content. And another big, big benefit of repurposing content is the congruency that you can create in your message. So on Thursdays, my video goes out. I put up the blog post that matches that video. I send out a newsletter as well. It's another type of content. And I tell people, hey, the video is live, but I also give them some text associated with it. I put out social media posts letting them know through like little video snippets or some text or some quotes that they can head over to the YouTube channel and watch the latest video. So it's super congruent. And you can also do kind of a theme per week, just like we talked about per day. So let's say you put out your podcast on Monday and the topic is, you know, port wine. So the whole rest of the week, it could be port themed. Even just take some of that content, share a snippet on social media, post about the blog post, pick a great quote from the podcast episode and put that up as a story and talk a little bit about it more on Instagram. There are so many different ways that you can do this to make sure that your content is really congruent across platforms, and it will save you so much effort because you just know what the topic is that week. There's no doubt. I'm also going to give you another tip to make repurposing for social media really easy, and that is to look at a program or platform like Meet Edgar, which is one of, it's my favorite, it's the one we use in my business, to create a content library of social media posts. So we do this for primarily Instagram and LinkedIn because those are the main platforms we're on currently. And what we do is we identify what is a social post that's evergreen, what would be relevant as much next year as it is today. So it could be educational. So what is copywriting? That's going to be incredibly relevant through, I think, the whole future of my business, right? You can also have, you know, seasonal posts, and you can categorize them so that way you can just make a tweak next Christmas and use a similar post at next Christmas. So of course, you're going to want timely content. It's really important to do that, but you can also take some of the effort out of being visible online by setting yourself up to be able to repurpose content on an ongoing basis by pre-programming it to run with something like Meet Edgar. You can do this on your own too. You can keep a Google folder, for example, but I really recommend that if you're at capacity to do this, if it's worth the, I think it's $19 a month, the plan that I have to make this easier for you, then take a look. So you might hear some stomping around in the room above. I film my videos, since you're getting all the behind the scenes in today's video. And we have a bungalow, and it's kind of like the basement level of the bungalow. So you might hear a little stomping, but we're almost at the end of the video. We're at the final tip. So finally, through 2022, track your winning content. What blog posts get a lot of hits through SEO? What social media posts got reshared a gazillion times? What video of yours got 1,000 views compared to the 50 views that it typically would? And really see, why was it so timely that it really took off? Or was it, this topic is a winner? I need to create an updated version. So for example, this video really takes off in 2023, I will create an updated content strategy based on what's happening at the time that builds off still some of the foundational pieces you'll be hearing here today. And I'll be able to repurpose some of the basics, but improve it next year. So that way I know that content piece is going to be worthwhile. So really look, what is doing super well on your hero medium? And also see like what fits really, really well on your secondary medium. So for example, if I'm finding that, you know, sharing a blog post via LinkedIn as well, they tend to get a lot of hits because people are looking to learn about their industry or learn about copywriting, then I'm going to make sure I'm paying attention to what's relevant there because I repurposed so many of my blog posts onto LinkedIn. So basically keep track of your winning content by things like what is getting reshared, what's getting a lot of comments or engagement, what is getting you a lot of website traffic through SEO, what is really like a viral kind of piece of content, and can you create that in other ways? So for example, I had a video I made maybe 2 months ago about Marie Forleo's Time Genius sales page. It went kind of mini viral. It was a very big video from my channel because it was super timely. And I also realized that writing about a really big figure in online business would get a lot of traction. Now, I'm not necessarily attracting online business owners, right? I really focus on product-based businesses that need to improve their online presence. So a lot of them have a brick and mortar store or brick and mortar stockist. So I might not make a viral video in that category again, but if I really wanted to work with online life coaches, for example, it would be easy, right? Like review a sales page, not just from Marie Forleo in the future, but also Laura Belgray and Amy Porterfield. And if you're in that world and then you do read, you will know these names. So I can learn from that and I can use that structure to create viral opportunities for me. I'm just actively choosing not to because that's not really my ideal client that I'm trying to attract. So if you see viral potential and it is attracting your ideal clients, then use that structure and recreate it in the future. Just one of the many ways that you can track your winning content and use that to keep boosting you on an exponential rate. I'm so grateful that you spent your time with me and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.